and welcome to Education Affairs with Team Simply Success. I am your host, Dr. Melva Williams, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management at Southern University, Shreveport.
And I am your co-host, Dr. D.O. Wallace, the CEO of Success Training Institute, and I am excited to be here today as well.
Our show is designed to inform and enlighten you on all that matters in education. Now, to learn more about us, visit simplysuccess.com or follow us on social media, Instagram at Christy Love, LinkedIn Dr. D.O. Wallace, or Simply Success. Now, let's get educated. Dr. Wallace, tell us what's going on in international education.
You know, I'm so glad you asked me, Dr. Williams, because normally when we're together, we're focusing on education in the United States. Well, there's a humongous world out there, and there are so many individuals that are thirsty, hungry for quality education of all kinds. And today, we are honored to have the CEO of Element International. His name is Ryan Evans. His company has a strong footprint on the continent of Africa, and several different countries within that continent are being benefited by the plan that they've got to introduce education all across that continent.
That is spectacular. Welcome to the show, Ryan Evans.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Element U is doing.
Well, I can tell you, over the past year, we've looked at the pandemic and we've realized what is the one thing that could be utilized more than any other thing. You know, we have other ancillary benefits. We looked at the shopping, we looked at the travel industry, and we're looking at people losing their jobs over the past year.
Wow.
And one thing that we wanted to do is partner with a company that has courses that can develop people's soft skills. The reason why I wanted to focus on soft skills for our company and for the members that join our product is the fact that soft skills training is something that will allow someone like me or you or anybody else and accelerate them to the next level. You see, I wouldn't be able to talk on this radio show without a script, without any other type of things, without soft skills training, right? You got to have some sort of skill set to be able to do what we're doing right now even. And so looking at the past pandemic, elevating, empowering people to the next level through education is exactly what Element, finding your element, is what it's all about.
That's fantastic. Dr. Wallace, you know, as we are, you know, just thinking about education, and you mentioned it earlier, most of us are focused on education here in America, here in our community, but it is so important that we are all knowledgeable about global education, because a strong world in education makes a strong society. So, you know, tell us a little bit about some of the uniqueness about what Element U is doing to really uplift those in Africa.
Well, Dr. Williams, I'm going to start on this and then allow Ryan to chime in. One of the most unique aspects is through the partnership that they forged with Success Training Institute, we have launched the Global Success Initiative in Africa. What that means is when those individuals earn soft skills, and we say this on every show, but it bears repeating, soft skills are just those qualities that govern how we interact with people, solve problems, lead others, build and manage teams, how we overcome adversity. It's the number one skill set in education now, according to Harvard University, Forbes magazine, and so many other resources that say you've got to have soft skills to succeed. So now when those members in Element U earn their soft skill certifications, we're going to donate to some less fortunate individuals in Africa that couldn't afford it, the access to have soft skills training, scholarships. And Ryan, I just want you to communicate with Dr. Williams why that's so impactful in Africa.
Well, I can tell you, just by being in the market, you look and you get to see and meet the members. You get to see their current situation. And one thing I've noticed the most is they're hungry for education. They're hungry for opportunity. And we take things for granted because there's so much opportunity. There's so much education here in America that whenever we focus there, it's just looking like, you know, they want to empower themselves and uplift themselves. So I can tell you, just by looking at the marketplace, we found the ability to speak to people on their level, give them access where they're at. No matter if they've lost their job, they don't have a way to get from point A to point B, they can still get empowerment through education and elevate themselves to the next level.
Now, Dr. Williams, I'd like for you to chime in just to communicate how you see the impact of education. We're talking globally, but you are making so many inroads across the country in the United States. Tell me what you see as it relates to soft skills training and how it's impacting higher ed.
Well, you know, that's a great conversation piece because, as we know, there are so many students out there that are, as I categorize, in two groups. You have those that have graduated high school and they are deciding what they want to do. Some students are deciding to go straight into college. And, you know, as a higher education professional, I am excited about that. I am thrilled. But once they get into higher education and they're majoring in business or accounting or education or the STEM field, they're finding that once they graduate, they still need the soft skills. They need those interpersonal skills. They need the ability to communicate, time management. They need professionalism. You know, as I'm looking at my cell phone here, I notice that the more technology that we sometimes have, the more disconnected we are with interpersonal communication. Most of the jobs today require some type of customer service or communication skill that really helps people that are going into the workforce better, you know, be better employees. So as those that are choosing to go to college, you're going to have those soft skills to couple with that degree that you received from your college and university. Okay, now let's take that group number two that decided not to go to college. They're going straight into the workforce. So for all of our listeners, for all of you that have chosen to go straight into the workforce, I want to thank you because most of you are those essential workers. Thank you for being there with us during the global pandemic. You were there supporting and undergirding our workforce and our economy. And we know that those of you who went straight into the workforce without that college degree are professional and are excited and enjoy what you're doing. But you're also, just like you and I and everybody else, are looking for ways to improve your professionalism, move up the ranks in your career, and additionally, make extra income. So as we're all thinking through that, today is a fantastic day to hear about some of the things that Simply Success and Element U are doing to provide that income base for those of you out there that are looking to, you know, boost your income. So I'm going to toss it to you, Dr. Wallace, to talk a little bit about how those that are listening, you know, we've heard a little bit about Element U, we've heard about Simply Success, but how can we be a part? How can the listeners, how can our listeners be a part of the great work that we're doing?
Okay, that's a phenomenal question. And here is the short answer. You know, I was thinking about what we can actually do to all become philanthropists. Mm. You know, everybody talks about giving and everyone wants to give. Ryan can attest to this. There are people in Africa who are so hungry for education, they literally drive hours, plural, just to get to a place where they can learn in a brick-and-mortar environment. This online training is literally changing the continent. Now, The way other people can be involved is through this Global Success Initiative. It simply says, if you want to earn your soft skills certifications, if you want to improve yourself, our company, through this partnership with Element International, we're making sure that scholarships go to those individuals that are less fortunate. Ryan is doing the exact same thing in Africa as well right now. In fact, he's got a humongous kickoff he's going to be launching here in the next couple of days. Tell us about that, Ryan.
Well, I got to be honest, one of the things I'm most excited about is what happens after they get the soft skills. Where are they going next? If we talk about elevating them, with elevation and empowering someone, you know, we want to keep them continuing that path of progress. You can't just stop in the middle and be like, okay, that's done. You finally reached it, right? You don't want people to plateau. So what's that next level? Hard skills. What is that next level? College. What's the next level? A degree behind your name. So how is it that Element U can empower you once you get through your soft skills training to be able to go to college and to be able to get that degree behind your name? Well, what we're looking for is partnering with companies like Simply Success to be able to offer certain college scholarships to be able to go in and help these families and help these customers that are going after the empowerment of themselves, yeah, and really trying to get to the next level. And that's what we're really trying to focus on, is if they have a progress that they're making, and we have, you know, proven factual data that they're passing their courses, they've got their their certifications, what's the next step? How can we help them? How can we give back to them? And how can we show them, hey, we're not leaving you, there is another level?
So, Ryan, I hear the passion in your voice, and I just want to take a turn here and have our listeners know a little bit more about you. Ryan Evans, the man. I know you as a phenomenal person, a philanthropist, a father, a husband. Tell our listeners a little bit about what drives your passion to do the work that you've been able to do, because it excites me. I'm not sure if you can tell it. I do have my mask on. I'm in the studio being COVID protected with all of the folks in the studio. But if you can hear the sound of my voice, the excitement in how much, I just think the world of you. But I want you to just talk to our listeners a little bit about your background and what excites you about Element U and what drives your passion.
Thank you so much, and that's a great question. And let me tell you, likewise, you and Dr. Wallace as well, got to know you guys over the last several months. And I tell you what, we're cut from the same cloth, it feels like. Because of that mindset and that passion, you know, we resonate that every single time we're together. And I can tell you, what we're after is global, fixing things that are on a global basis. Yeah. You know, we focus a lot here in the United States, but on a global scale, how is it that we can make the biggest impact? You mentioned I'm a father. I am a husband. I've been married for 17 and a half years. I have four kids. Born and raised in Missouri, been all over the world. But what I do is, if you reach a certain level of success, there's a pivot point. And that pivot point for me is, do I just keep making more success and success and then leave what? Just a legacy that I've made success? Or do I want to make an impact? And an impact for me on other people's lives. I want to be the guy known that I impacted millions of people's lives all around the world, that because of my impact, because of my business, my company, whatever it is, the people that I made the right connections with, these things created an impact to be able to change people's lives, and they attributed that to what we've done. What a great testimony that we could absolutely all share together, since we're all in the same element. And guess what? That's why we named the company Element U. We want you to find your element.
That is fantastic. Well, I have enjoyed talking with you today. As a matter of fact, this is just part one of our show. Isn't that right, Dr. Wallace? I think we're going to have Ryan on next week. So if we can talk him into it, will that work for you, Ryan? Can Dr. Wallace and I talk you into joining us again, and we can take a deeper dive into Element U?
I believe that would be my absolute pleasure. Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Dr. Wallace, any last comments from you?
Well, I would just say that to anyone that's listening now, if you're interested in not only improving yourself, but also improving the world around you and world that you can't even see right now, visit SimpleSuccess.com so that you can discover how you can make a difference that can last a lifetime.
Well, that is a fantastic last word, and that is our time. We will see you next week with more educational updates. And again, for more about us, visit simplysuccess.com. Again, I am your host, Dr. Melva Williams, along with my wonderful co-host, Dr. D.L. Wallace. We'll see you next week.